Brian, there's a program that's not necessarily brand new to Buffalo called Buffalo Car Share, but it's a program that, in your story, you talked about how it's growing in popularity, expanding a little bit.
It is, and of course, Buffalo is not a city that is plagued with traffic migraines. We're not in New York or in L.A. or even in Chicago or a Boston. But, you know, so a lot of people wondered 4 or 5 years ago when this idea was pitched whether it would take off, and they now have 600 members. This is a nonprofit group. 600 is certainly not a gigantic number when looking at the population of Buffalo, Niagara, but it is growing, and the goal is to add another 400 members or more within the next couple of years and to increase the fleet.
Who's using this service then? Who is the, if there is, a typical customer?
There are a lot of different pockets. For example, there are some folks, about one-third of their members actually own a car. Some of them are formerly two-car families that just decided that it would make economic sense to do with one car and then rent a car by the hour when you need it for those special things. There's a growing number of senior citizens. There are certainly people on fixed incomes. There are folks who are looking at, you know, hey, I can get to 90% of the places I want to get using public transit, but that one time every couple of weeks or maybe a little more frequently, if I need a car for 4 hours, I'll pool my tasks and rent a car. You pick it up at a designated spot. You drop it off at a designated spot. And as the folks over at CarShare point out, there are no car loans. There are no repair bills. And, you know, most folks end up saving a decent amount of money.
So where is the program now? Where can you find the vehicles? And where do they hope to expand it?
Well, there's several areas now that they're, you know, very popular. And, of course, we would expect them in the Elmwood Village. They have some cars there. University Heights area. They have some cars. They've been very popular in those pockets. Allentown has a car. And Creighton Randall is executive director. We asked him, what is the vision? Where are they going to be, you know, expanding?
We're hoping to expand east, west, north, south. So some neighborhoods in particular over the next few months that we're looking at. The Fruit Belt, Lower West Side, parts of North Buffalo, and then we also do hope in the coming years to expand downtown as well. Areas like the Genesee Gateway, we think, are really primed for car share.
So as they look to grow, they're also looking to stay high-tech or get more high-tech and have introduced even electric cars or will soon be introduced.
Yes, they're going to be having four electric vehicles introduced this summer. One or two may have even come on board at this point. It was funded through a NYSERDA grant, and it certainly is high-tech. There are a lot of people who have a lot of excitement about electric cars. This may actually kind of be almost a test run for some of these people who are thinking about it. Of course, the big question is electric cars have to be charged. We're certainly not a community that has a lot of charging stations. So I asked Creighton Randall, you know, where are these things going to be charged?
They'll be charged here on the medical campus. You know, part of the challenge to our growth in that dimension is that the city doesn't have a lot of electric vehicle infrastructure. They do here on the medical campus, but we hope as we grow geographically that that electric infrastructure will come into play as well.
So they have cars, they have electric cars, and they also have bicycles, right?
Yes, they've expanded into bicycles. It's a very popular program in some cities. Chicago, I think, just recently ramped up its program, and they've basically kind of set up a scenario where they're going to try to bring this idea of community bikes to the Western New York area, and they're pretty high-tech bikes as well. They've got some built-in like GPS type things. That's almost what you need in order to have a bike sharing program. And they think that's going to be particularly successful, especially with, you know, some of the younger folks, the people who maybe are going to be needing bikes, you know, 3-4 times a week to get a few miles.
You touched on this in the beginning. You know, Buffalo is a city we kind of pride ourselves on being 20 minutes away from wherever we need to be. Traffic generally is not a big deal here. How practical is this, do you think?
And you're not paying $30 for parking in most cases. That's always been the question. And in fact, I was at a planning meeting. It was a group of transit planners 5 years ago when this idea was first floated. And the people from CarShare were there talking about this grand idea. And I remember thinking 4 or 5 years ago, is this going to work in Buffalo? And it certainly is off to a decent start. They knew they were were going to have to grow incrementally, that they weren't going to have thousands of members, you know, in the first couple of years. But I think what people are realizing is that if they're not using a car every day, this could be very economical. When you do the math, because you're paying a small membership fee, and then what most people view as a pretty reasonable hourly fee, and it does vary depending on whether you're going to take the car out of state for a few days or whatnot. But, you know, people can actually end up saving many hundreds of dollars, if not more than that, by taking this route.
Very good. Brian Meyer, thanks for your time.
Thank you.